I took my kids to see the Avengers this weekend. They are teenagers, which means I didn't really have a choice. Even if I didn't have teenagers, I married a comic book geek, and he wanted to see how different the movie would be from the book. Plus, you know, the teenagers, all they wanted in all of life was to see Iron Man and Captain America form teams and beat the stuffing out of each other. And it was fun. It was a good family outing, and I'm an old school nerd. Plus, I'm writing a book right now, Origin Story, where the protagonist is a comic book artist. So right now, all things Marvel are more interesting to me than they normally might be. We stayed for the credits because Marvel always puts a little scene at the end, like a little bonus that sets you up for the next movie. And you know, watching the credits, I was surprised to see The Avengers was mostly filmed right here in Georgia. So was Guardians of the Galaxy, for that matter, and lots of other big money Hollywood A-list kind of event spectacle movies. This is one of the many reasons that Governor Deal vetoed the Religious Liberty Bill here in Georgia, because the film industry threatened a boycott of the state. As a person living in Georgia, I know economic boycotts or even the threat of an economic boycott can work. Meanwhile, our upstairs neighbor, North Carolina, passed their version of the Religious Liberty Bill, commonly called HB2. And in response, there's been a widespread call for a boycott in North Carolina. A long list of cities, including New York, Houston, San Francisco, and Atlanta, have denounced all non-essential travel to the state. Large companies like PayPal and Dow have weighed in on the side of the boycott. Even sports organizations and Bruce Springsteen musical groups are boycotting. Stephen Schwartz, a famous Broadway composer behind Wicked and Godspell, among others, won't allow any of his plays to be produced in the state. Now, full disclosure here, I want the law to be repealed. I was delighted and relieved when the Religious Liberty Bill failed here in Georgia, and I say that as a deeply religious and devout Christian. So I see the sense behind a boycott, and I do want the law to be repealed. That said, I'm struggling with the idea of a boycott when it hits my industry. Sherman Alexie recently pulled out of an appearance at Malaprops, one of the nation's premier independent bookstores. It's probably one of the 10 best, most famous, most well-known bookstores in the country. And he pulled out because it's located in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I have a great deal of respect for Sherman Alexie. I think he's an amazing poet and novelist and filmmaker. And he is a huge supporter of the Indies. He's actually the person who came up with the Indies First campaign. That is a national event that happens all over the country on Small Business Saturday. Writers go and work in their local independent bookstore. Some of them do readings, some of them do signings. My favorite thing to do is to put on an apron and hand sell books at Eagle Eye every year. It's been a lovely boost for the Indies, and no one who knows about this can doubt that Sherman Alexie has a big heart for independent bookstores. But now he's pulled out of this event at Malaprops, and Malaprops responded with an open letter, not just to him, but to all authors. In it, they say Malaprops has promoted free speech, human rights, and tolerance. We often suffer, they say, because of our stance. We've been the target of protests in front of our store. We've had our book choices challenged, and we've received threatening letters and phone calls from people who want us to cancel events because the views of the author are controversial. Not only do we hold these events, we protect the visiting author's right to free speech with our words and sometimes our bodies. That's absolutely true. And the letter goes on to detail the kind of fallout that's happening to the store in relationship to the canceled events. It's pretty dire in terms of lost sales and the layout they've already put into promotion. North Carolina could lose Malaprops. That's unthinkable to me. Because it's not just Sherman Alexie. More than 250 prominent children's book writers and illustrators have signed a boycott agreement that states in part, to North Carolina, you have our word, we will never abandon our thousands and thousands of readers. We stand with those who share our guiding principles and fundamental beliefs of equality, inclusion, and fair treatment. Thus, we will continue to visit your schools and libraries. Independent bookstores aren't included on that list. Maybe because they're a business. Malaprop says, we, as an independent bookstore, do share those guiding principles. We work hard every day to make sure books are available to readers and to guard against censorship and intolerance in whatever form it appears. By protesting in this manner, targeting bookstores, they are directly hurting their fiercest allies. Well, for me, that's a very compelling argument. I can't see how a boycott that includes malaprops does anything to help equality or fairness. Meanwhile, I'm 6 weeks from deadline. I'm working about 12 hours a day, but I'm taking 2 weeks off to go to Asheville on May 18th to do their Kill the Bill fundraiser. A lot of North Carolina authors, including Sarah Gruen, who penned Water for Elephants, and Charles Frazier, who wrote Cold Mountain, Kim Michelle Richardson, who wrote God Pretty in the Tobacco Field, and many other local authors are coming together for this fundraiser. It will both help malaprops replace the income they're losing from the canceled events, but it's also going to raise money for the very organizations who are working hard to get HB2 repealed. I think that's a compromise I can live with. Meanwhile, if you're in the ATL on May 18th at 7 p.m. in the Decatur Library, Sherman Alexie will be here. He received the National Book Award for Young People's Literature for his The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, and he'll be discussing his new picture book, Thunder Boy Jr. The title comes from his own father's name, Thunder Boy Smith Sr., and of the book, Alexie says, when you talk about the Native American search for identity, it's almost always a story of loss and pain. I wanted to write a picture book in which a kid goes on a search for identity in the context of a lovely family. It's going to be a great event. If you're in town, I hope you can make it. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.